There's fun, and then there's holy cow, what happened last night fun.
I love listening to you on my drive home. That's why I call in so many times, because it's so much fun.
Scotty, thank you for being so awesome and making the afternoon so cool, so that way you can push through the weekday.
Oh, yeah. Well, Scotty, you're amazing. That's besides the point.
The most fun afternoons with Scott.
What is your kid hiding in the room?
She had live chickens for 4 days before I found them.
Oh, my God. Were these, like, random live chickens? Your chickens? Where did the chickens come from? I have so many questions.
They were baby chickens, and I was like, what is that chirping? And it was, found them in her closet.
Where did they come from? Who?
She bought them.
She bought them? From where?
She went to Tractor Supply and bought a couple of them, apparently.
Stacey, you're in Lake Zurich. What are you doing this weekend?
I feel like probably some shopping. Yeah, just to get the heck out of the house.
Yeah, that's the most dangerous kind of shopping, because now you're going to end up at like Home Goods or TJ Maxx or something, right?
All those fun places.
Yeah, and you're going to come home with a whole bunch of stuff you didn't need.
Yeah, look what I did. I was bored,
so I got 7 candles, a stand-up mirror I have nowhere to put, and a table made out of a barn door. I asked them to do blank task, and this is what they did. What was it?
I asked him to go get paper towels from the store, and he comes back with a Porsche.
Nailed it!
Yeah, totally. He's like, hands over the key. I'm like, what the?
Did he at least stop for paper towels on the way back?
No.
No, still no paper towels. Okay. How do you like me now? I love these stories so much, because I do believe that when people hear them, they hear they might be in a really dark place right now, and it gives them hope that they can get out of it. Samantha in Evergreen Park, you got a How Do You Like Me Now story. Where were you and where are you now?
About 7 years ago, I was in an extremely abusive relationship. And that caused me to lose my job. And I never thought that I would date again. It was something out of a movie almost, to be honest, how bad my abuse was. That person's in prison now.
Ugh.
And a year ago, I met the love of my life. And I'm finally about to be a journeyman. It's been a very long process because of everything that happened to me. So, like, I'm in the best place I've ever been in my life.
I'm so sorry that that happened to you, but I'm so proud of where you are.
How do you like me now? How do you like me now?
So congratulations to Luke and Nicole Combs, officially parents of two. They had their baby boy the other day. Bo Lee now joins their other baby. So now they got Bo and Tex, which is what you get to get really like wrinkles and stuff in your face, right? That's Botox. I'm so sorry.
Listening to Scotty is like
very demure, very mindful.
The most fun afternoons with Scotty.
Let's do it. Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story. And Emily in Valpo, you're going to try and guess the bad news of the story.
Okay.
Emily, the good news of this story is that a wife sent her husband to the grocery store with a list of 7 things to get. And he got all 7. Came home with them. What's the bad news of that story?
He got lost on the way home.
He got lost on the way home. You're like, the whole thing sounds fake, Scotty. It sounds like a scam.
Right.
Right. No, he didn't get lost on the way home. He made it home with all of those items. However, he came home with some extra items because he had this list of 7 things that were all numbered. And when he read it at the store, he thought that those were the number of things that he needed to get. So he ended up with 1 block of Velveeta, 2 bags of chips, 3 packages of hamburgers, 4 cases of water, 5 bags of sugar, 6 boxes of pasta, and 7 cartons of salt.
Oh my God.
But really, he was just supposed to get 1 of each. They were just numbered for him. You know what's funny is you just don't sound very surprised.
No.
Yeah. Do you know men?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're idiots. Some of our favorite people in the country music world, Old Dominion, called Wrong Lyrics Only. So it's very simple. All you have to do, I'm going to give you lyrics to your own songs. And when I stop, then you say the first thing that comes to mind. However, the only rule is it cannot be the actual lyrics of the song.
Okay.
Wrong Lyrics Only. So we'll start with...
Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short. Make it...
This song is called Make It Sweet, but life is short. You're going to make it what?
Shorter.
That's dark.
Dark.
Last one. We'll go with one man band, but the special version.
Meow, 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 meow.
Rock.
I think I heard an owl in there. I'm not really.
I teach first grade.
First grade. And what year teaching is this for you?
This is my third year.
Third year. Okay, so a little bit seasoned. Do you still get nervous for the first day of school?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think last year I had a super awesome group, and so I just get nervous if that same thing is going to happen again, or if it's going to be different.
Yeah, you're spoiled. It's like you got nervous. Those kids were so good. You're like, what if these kids suck?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's. But have you had your first day yet?
Yes, we are actually on our first full week.
Oh, so. Congratulations! And do your kids suck?
It's not the best so far.
Travis Kelce is making us all look bad. There were some tweets out there from girls that were like, that man went to another continent to see his girlfriend, and I can't even get a text back. Allie in Algonquin, Travis would never.
He would never lie about having testicular cancer just to get out of dating you.
What? That brown band, that's what happened. A lady kicked over our friend's beer and just said, sorry, and walked away. Nothing. No offers. Nothing. So, let's put this to rest of what the next move should be. Angela, you're in Frankfurt.
Well, first of all, I would knock her beer out of her hand and then demand that she pay for a new beer.
I like the visual of you just whacking their beer out of their hand.
A $12 beer? She better replace it.
But then, do you have to replace her beer?
No, because she knocked mine over first.
So I'm going to see if we can get a tree to somebody that's having a hard time. Now, Amanda, you're on the south side. Do you know somebody going through a hard time right now?
Myself, actually.
Yourself? Okay. What's going on?
I'm actually going through a divorce. I'm a mother of four, so it'll be our first Christmas by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have a tree yet?
No.
And how old are your kids?
I have a 10-year-old boy, a 6-year-old girl, 4-year-old boy, and a 1.5-year-old boy.
Wow, you're just trying to hold it together for everybody, huh?
I'm trying.
I would like to get you a Christmas tree for the holidays.
Oh my God, thank you.
This will be your first one with kind of your new reality, right?
Yeah, takes a little load off my plate because I was honestly going to go get one on Friday when I got paid.